is Bird Note. Here we are, on an April day, standing at the sandy rim of a coastal bay, gazing quietly across a glistening expanse of tide flats. But wait, what's that startling sound overhead? Look up, a large flock of birds. They're the size of gulls, but a lovely tawny brown with bright cinnamon-colored underwings. The flock's dropping to the mudflat, canting down in orderly waves, shouldering together in a dense mass. These handsome birds have a name as unlikely as their calls. They're known as marbled godwits. Marbled godwits stand a foot and a half tall on slender, dark legs. Their exquisitely long bills are pink, tipped in black, and just slightly upcurved. Altogether, a stunning bird. The godwits are on their way north. They've wintered along the coasts, including the Texas Gulf Coast and along the Pacific from California to Washington. While most will breed in the prairie provinces of Canada, some will nest in Alaska's Aleutian Islands. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name's Erica Elizabeth, and this episode started off with the German band Mania D doing track 4. That's the name of it, but it's actually the first track on their 1980 7-inch EP. That goes out to Bettina Koster of Mania D and later Malaria, who passed away last week. Next up is International Strike Force. This is from a split 7-inch that they did with the band Black Cat No. 13 back in the year 2000. It's called Action Man.
Gonna
We just heard the Hungarian band Pletika, who have a brand new 12-inch on the CN Kazatak label. We heard the track Rakfen. Before that was the New Zealand group Shoes This High and Foot's Dream from their 7-inch originally from 1981, later reissued in 2014 by Salt Breeze. Before that, Mystery Date, who were from Athens, Georgia, via Atlanta. That was a song called Pink Ribbons, which is the B-side to their one and only 7-inch, which came out in 1985. Starting the set was International Strike Force, band that evolved from the group Golden Starlet, from my fellow Slammed Records freaks out there. We heard the song Action Man from their split 7-inch with Black Cat number 13. Next up, some more New Zealand post-punk. This is from the band Flack. It's called Back on the East.
Bend the knee, bong bong.
was Emily's Sassy Lime and would-be saboteurs Take Heed from their Desperate, Scared, But Social LP from 1995. Before that was a band called P.P. Koo from Spokane, Washington, doing a song called Brainwashed Bimbos from 1981, and you can find that as part of the soundtrack to the documentary Spokanarchy, which came out in 2011. Highly recommend that film. Really fascinating look at the Spokane punk scene of the 1980s. But I really love that P.P. Koo song too. It kind of reminds me of what Jungle Nausea was doing here in Portland around the same time. Before that, we heard a new band called Magazine from the Netherlands, who I believe share some members with the band Luzberg. They have a new single out. We heard the second track from it called Recuerdo. And at the start of the set was Flack from New Zealand and Back on the East from their 1983 Monitor cassette. And there's a reissue of that the No label did fairly recently, but it has a slightly different track listing. It is available on Bandcamp, though, if you want to look into that. This next track's by a new band from Berlin called Die Napfe. They put out a demo cassette last month, and this is the opening track from that. It's called Ich liebe mich manchmal.